T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's see, we're just completing tabulating all the votes here. Let's see if I have them all here. 34. Yep, got them all here. The official tabulations are correct. And today has officially been voted the crappiest weather day of the year. Yeah. At least in my humble estimation, and those whom I have queried about how they like today. Well, look, you know, I know it's raining. It's always raining. Yeah, that's a forecast. Rain today, followed by widely scattered rain tomorrow, followed by heavier rain after that, followed by more rain until the end of eternity. I mean, look, we've reached the point where Lowe's and Home Depot are selling gopher wood by the cubit. You know, it's about that bad. Last time it rained this much, Noah built himself a boat. You know what I'm saying? Sick and tired of the rain. But, hey, let's look on the bright side. Spring is on the way.
You idiot!
Yeah, I know. We still got a couple month and a half or something to go. Here we go, getting underway. It is the hump day edition.
What day is it?
Is it Wednesday?
All day long.
Right. Oh, it's Wednesday.
All right. What's the hump day schedule look like?
Longest day, Wednesday, 9 letters.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Never ends.
Never, never, never ends.
It never ends.
Well, let's get started.
Okay. Showtime.
It is showtime, and here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text message, that is why we have the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. This just in, breaking news.
This is breaking news.
Yeah, in on the text line this afternoon. Bob, however, I just found 2 boxes of uncounted ballots in the back of my truck. Yeah, they're probably from California. Don't pay any attention to them. So here we go, getting underway. I don't know if you've been following the ongoing contretemps between the attorneys that have been hired by the young Covington, Kentucky high school student. He got a really ace lawyer. Now, Sandman is suing the Washington Post for $250 million over defamatory coverage. Finally, somebody is going to call somebody in the progressive, lying, fake news media to the bar of justice. Now, you know why this doesn't happen much. It's hard to prove. In many instances, you have to prove that there was malicious intent behind whatever libelous, slanderous story one of these lefty news outlets wrote about you. However, Thomas Lifson, writing today at the American Thinker, Jeff Bezos, the richest person in the world, owner of the Washington Post, is about to encounter Kentucky justice. Kentucky justice?
All right, Dan.
Yeah, this could be a rude awakening for him. And I suspect he's not going to be happy with it. The parents of Nick Sandman chose well in hiring renowned lawyer L., initial L., Lynn Wood. If that name seems vaguely familiar, Mr. Wood is the attorney who won over $5 million from NBC over its coverage of Richard Jewell during the Olympic Park bombing incident in Atlanta. Remember that? Wood and Associated Counsel have launched a lawsuit in federal court in Covington, Kentucky. That is the Eastern District of Kentucky, Northern Division. According to the Diocese of Covington, nearly 20% of the area's population is Catholic. The Eastern District Court of Kentucky is within the 6th Circuit Court of Appeals, based in Cincinnati and generally regarded as the most conservative major metropolitan area in the United States. From the WAPO's own article, the suit alleges that the Post targeted and bullied 16-year-old Nicholas Sandman in order to embarrass President Trump. Sandman was one of a number of students from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky who were wearing red Make America Great Again hats during a trip to the mall when they encountered Nathan Phillips, a Native American activist. In a span of 3 days in January of this year, commencing January 19, the Post engaged in a modern-day form of McCarthyism, the lawsuit charges, by competing with CNN and NBC, among others, to claim leadership of a mainstream and social media mob of bullies who attacked, vilified, and threatened Nicholas Sandman, an innocent secondary school child. Adding, the Post ignored basic journalistic standards because it wanted to advance its well-known and easily documented biased agenda against President Donald J. Trump by impugning individuals perceived to be supporters of the president. Now, you know as well as I do, these libel lawsuits are notoriously difficult for plaintiffs to win. But 16-year-old Nick Sandman was not a public figure when the Post launched its defamatory coverage of his encounter with Nathan Phillips, Big Chief BS, which means that the standard is not actual malice. The standard is negligence. Lawsuit says the Post rushed to lead the mainstream media to assassinate Nicholas's character and bully him, publishing their first article no later than 1:37 p.m. on January 19. The story was not hot or breaking news to the extent the Post performed any investigation at all into what occurred. Its unreasonable investigation did not take long, and contrary information did not stop it from publishing its first story in its Sunday newspaper the next day. In other words, the Post didn't merely report on an online controversy, they retweeted the video. One of its reporters was actually part of this Twitter mob that poured gasoline on the fire. And the newspaper raced to publish an article before it had conducted sufficient reporting even to know the name of the student who, in their words, words of the Post, whose menacing smirk may cost the paper an enormous amount in attorney's fees to defend the lawsuit. Normally, I would not think the Post could actually lose this lawsuit. Libel law in the U.S. favors freedom of the press to such an extent it's nearly impossible for a libel plaintiff to win. At least 9 times out of 10, lawyers will advise against filing such a lawsuit. Yet, the facts in this case are unusual and perhaps unprecedented. Editors at the Post decided to turn an internet flamethrower into an actual print edition news story, and they did so with astonishing haste, repeating in print Phillips's claims that the Covington boys suddenly swarmed around him. Now, I don't know about you, and I'm no lawyer, but to me, this haste to be a part of this lynch mob sounds like negligence. And remember, it is a jury of Kentuckians who will decide the fate of the suit, and I have a strong suspicion there may well be an element of flyover country revenge in their hearts. And asking for the same amount that Bezos' personal company paid for the Post, $250 million, was pretty smart as well. And Mr. Lifson concludes his analysis by saying, if I were the Post, I would settle for eight figures and a confidentiality agreement. Well, look, you know, if Colin Kaepernick can get somewhere between $20 million and $80 million from the NFL for a lawsuit that had no legs, shouldn't Sandman get at least that much? 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I know Bezos has got $250 million on him. Although it's going to leave a bruise after the ugly divorce that's pending. Be right back here on the Wet and Rainy, What Else? Wednesday Bobby Mack Show. Bob McLean. It's dancing in the dark, stumbling over ottomans, bumping into the kitchen table. 3:22 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. You know, when we're young, we can make some really stupid decisions and do dumb things. Many of those things involve automobiles, unfortunately. You know, kids feel like they're going to live forever and can do dumb things in cars. But there are other life-changing decisions that people make when they're young that can have long-term ramifications. And one of those individuals is Hoda Muthanna. Hoda Muthanna decided at age 19 she was going to be radicalized to radical Islam, and she was going to go fight with ISIS. So she did. Now she wants to come back. This just in from Fox News, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said today, an Alabama woman who joined ISIS but now wants to return home with her 18-month-old son she had with her ISIS husband will not be admitted back into the United States, seeing she is not a U.S. citizen. Now, this is going to face a court challenge, and I'll explain why as we proceed along here. But this is the official position of state from Secretary Pompeo. Quote, Ms. Hoda Muthanna is not a U.S. citizen and will not be admitted into the United States. Pompeo said she does not have any legal basis, no valid U.S. passport, no right to a passport, nor any visa to travel to the United States. We continue to strongly advise all U.S. citizens not to travel to Syria. Muthanna, who is now 24, has pleaded with officials to let her back into the U.S. following her recent escape from ISIS and capture by Kurdish forces. She was born in 1994 in Hackensack, New Jersey. She's being held in a refugee camp in northeast Syria and told The Guardian, that's a UK newspaper, in an interview that her last 4 years with the terrorist group have been a traumatizing experience where, quote, we starved and we literally ate grass. I would tell them, please forgive me for being so ignorant, as I was really young and ignorant when I was 19 when I decided to leave, she told the newspaper when asked if she had a message for American officials. Muthanna first made headlines 2015 after it emerged that she left her family in Birmingham, Alabama, to join the bloodthirsty terror group. An attorney representing her parents at the time said Muthanna was brainwashed over the internet, according to the AP, and that she went against her family's wishes and the teachings of Islam by secretly boarding a plane to Turkey in late 2014 to link up with ISIS. The attorney said it then, but it wasn't until Sunday in the interview with The Guardian that Muthanna admitted herself that she was brainwashed and made, quote, a big mistake. I thought I was doing things correctly for the sake of God, she said, adding that she was brainwashed once, and my friends are still brainwashed. The newspaper says Muthanna, during her time with ISIS, lived in their once stronghold of Raqqa and was married to jihadists from Australia, Tunisia, and Syria. The first two of her husbands were killed in battle. the Al-Hawal refugee camp in northeast Syria, where Muthanna is now being held. It shows a picture of it here. In 2015, Muthanna reportedly opened a Twitter account and once tried to use it to incite Americans to commit acts of violence among themselves on national holidays, writing, quote, "Americans, wake up. Men and women all together, you have much to do while you live under our greatest enemy. Enough of your sleeping. Go on drive-bys, spill all of their blood, or rent a big truck and drive all over them. Patriots, Memorial Day, etc. Kill them." Muthanna now has an 18-month-old son from the middle of her ISIS marriages. In her interview with The Guardian, Muthanna also claims her parents were too strict on her in her upbringing, a factor that she says contributed to her decision to defect to ISIS. "You want to go out with your friends, and I didn't get any of that. I turned to my religion, and I went in too hard. I was self-taught and thought whatever I read, it was right." Now Muthanna's not allowed to leave the camp where she's being held and has to be escorted around by Kurdish fighters more than 6,500 miles away from the Alabama city she once called home. Okay? So now Secretary Pompeo says that she's not going to be allowed to come back. Clearly, Andy McCarthy writes, also at Fox today, she's not a sympathetic case. Nevertheless, she has a right as an American to be admitted back into the United States. It's entirely reasonable to posit that because she's committed treason, Muthanna should be deemed to have renounced her American citizenship by making war on our country. But that is not the law. A person who is an American citizen by birth may not have that citizenship revoked without her consent. 1973, Afroyim versus Rusk decision, the Supreme Court reasoned that the Constitution does not grant Congress the power to strip an American of citizenship because, in our system, the people are sovereign. The government serves us. It is not the source of our citizenship. Boy, I wish somebody would explain that to Clapper, Comey, and the rest of them, Andy McCabe. They obviously don't believe that. "I think this decision is ill-considered, Andy McCarthy writes. Citizenship implies obligations of fealty as well as benefits. Traitorous acts should be construed as renouncing those obligations and thus renouncing citizenship itself. Moreover, there are situations in which the power of government to revoke citizenship is recognized. Granted, these involve naturalized citizens, but I believe if you've renounced the obligations of citizenship, it should not matter if you are a born or naturalized American if you make war against America. Alas, that is not how the law is interpreted. Muthanna will be permitted re-entry into our country. She should be prosecuted for treason and terrorism offenses. Indeed, the Justice Department should indict her now so that she has fair notice of what she faces if she chooses to return." So we'll see this thing played out in court, no doubt, and probably all the way up to the Supreme Court. But some decisions that we make, even when we're young and dumb, have repercussions far down the road. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. When we come back on the other side, who are the leading Democrat candidates to challenge Donald J. Trump? It's on the way next.
Back to the studio.
Thank you, Mr. President. 3:37, 23 before 4, wet and rainy hump day here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let me see if I can catch up with the text line here. Make a valiant effort. Bob, won't be long before Muthanna. Hang on just a second. Let me turn off the auto stream on here so it doesn't jump off. Won't be long now before Muthanna will be released in Honduras, join a caravan to the border throw her son over the border, end up in Minnesota collecting social welfare benefits and recruiting young recruits for ISIS. There you go. Bobby, somebody should give this young woman a copy of the book Man Without a Country. Bobby, just like the girls in England, keep them out. Would never trust them again. They made their beds, blah, blah, blah. Brainwashed, give me a break. From D in Greenville. They're letting the traitor return? Well, no. Secretary of State Pompeo says no. But I'm sure a lawsuit is forthcoming. I thought that joining ISIS required the renunciation of all allegiances to other nations. Bob, a jihada bomb traitor. Bobby, wish it was raining down here in Saluda. Been having an ice storm since midnight. Yuck. Some big trees down at the roots. Treetops broken off. Lots of branches down. Only 34 degrees. Blah, blah, blah. From Niels, Galaxy S5. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate that. Bob, she's a terrorist. Plain and simple. Send her to Guantanamo Bay. Yeah, Club Gitmo. See how she likes that. Bobby, how about this? Hey, how can I make my parents mad? I know. I'll run off with ISIS. That'll show them. Wow. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah. Bobby, if nothing else, despite her citizenship, she should be considered an enemy of the state. Bobby, if by some chance she does get admitted to the U.S., she should go straight to jail. I mean, since we were jailing people just for trying to go over there and join ISIS, she actually did it. Bob McCarthy was right. If you're talking about Tail Gunner Joe McCarthy, yeah. Government is thoroughly infiltrated. Now, Bobby, I wonder if Kaepernick will make an announcement to say how much of his settlement he'll put toward his social justice causes. From Tom in Simpsonville. And I got this from a longtime texter. Thank you, Bobby Mack, for all your time and truth. For years now, I've listened to you, and the left never get punished for the things they do. All we ever get is talk. Nothing against you, but I've had enough talk. Have a great rest of your life. Be safe. Stay focused. Buckle up, and God bless you and your family. I'll listen from time to time, but it gets nerve-wracking the way the left goes free. Signed, Bada Bing. And I texted back, remember the words of Sir Winston, never give up. And texted back to me, 10-4. Gotcha. So appreciate your being there. Let's see, what else do I have to catch up with? Bob, I hope the Sandman family wins their lawsuit against the WAPO, then take on every other media outlet and celebrity who jumped on this bandwagon as an accomplice. I think this is the first of many when it comes to these lawsuits. Bob, if Bernie becomes president, maybe he'll investigate Hillary since she screwed his chances in the last election. Bobby, are you going through withdrawal, not being able to play golf? From Gerald and Cowpens. Yes. Got the shakes. See Moneypenny? What's this? Something on the bulletin board for me, Moneypenny? Mm-hmm. Secretary of State Pompeo says a woman who left home to join the Islamic State group is not a U.S. citizen. I guess he's saying that she's forfeited her citizenship. And I think Andy McCarthy is right in his interpretation. And look, it doesn't matter if you're naturalized or a natural-born citizen. You know, if you've committed treason and sedition, if you've actively taken part in war against your country, haven't you forfeited your citizenship rights? Bobby, how can we urge our attorney general to oppose and sue the 15 or so states that are suing President Trump over the border wall issue? I wonder how Jeff Bezos would react if someone bullied his children that way. By the way, they did not walk up to the fake Indian. The Indian walked up to him and got right in their faces. He was the instigator, not the young man. Absolutely correct. But Limbaugh was right today when he said, you know, this guy is Sandman. His life is tainted by this. Now, if ever he goes to apply for a job somewhere and they do a background check on him, what's the first thing that pops up? All this stuff. And, of course, what's going to be on the web are going to be the initial stories blaming him when he was the victim in this. Bobby going out to walk the golden retriever Buddy. It's certainly better than yesterday. Buddy sure walks faster in weather like this. Dogs are not dumb. You know, you take them to the door, they take one look outside. Oh, not interested. No thanks. Maybe later. Bobby, seriously, if I wanted this much rain, I would have moved to Washington State. From Katie Danner. And I believe that catches me up with what was in there. Hang on just a second while I page up. Bob, how many Americans has she possibly killed? This is treason. Bobby, I'd like to see the other states sue the 16 states that are suing President Trump because those 16 states are putting the rest of us in jeopardy. Bobby, it's really simple. Bring her back, send her to Gitmo, short military tribunal, and then execute her. Problem solved. From Jim and Easley. Bobby, if you're brainwashed, do you know you're brainwashed? Good question. Another texter says, let her eat grass. Bob, why is our side never getting together to fight the good fight against these liberal Democrats? We voted all you Republicans in to fight for us. You never get together and do that. If you would, we might be able to win something around here. Bobby, it's amazing how one judge or a bunch of liberal Democrats can stop everything that Trump wants to do. It's like when the Democrats fight, they all come together. The Republicans suck. As a voter, I voted in all these Republicans to fight for us, and they don't do anything. Yeah, I share your frustration. Bobby, based on what you read, Ms. Huda Muthana should be allowed to return to the U.S. After all, she is a citizen. Of course, since she is a citizen that supported and aided the enemy, she should be locked up for treason. Yeah. And as was suggested by Andy McCarthy, DOJ should go ahead and indict her so she would know what she's facing if she comes back. I know I teased it for this segment, but I will do it next. Latest polling data. Who do the Democrats really, really love to run against Donald J. Trump in the upcoming 2020 election? Okay?
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we will. 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show on a wet and rainy hump day.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 4 hours each wet weekday, Monday through Friday here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along here. It's coming up on 9 before 4 o'clock. Okay, here it is. The latest data is in. Who do the Democrats really love? Former First Lady and former Vice President Joe Biden tied for the Democrats' favorite 2020 presidential candidates in a poll released yesterday. 25% of Democrat voters said they would either back Obama or Biden for the Democrat nomination, even though neither has declared their candidacy for president in 2020. This according to the Hill-Harris X poll released on Tuesday. But Biden is, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. Several polls had Biden leading the early list of Democrat contenders in the past few weeks. One poll released in February found that Biden would serve as a formidable opponent to President Donald Trump. These are the same pollsters that said Hillary is going to win in a runaway, right? The survey found that Trump would beat everyone but Biden in a 2020 matchup. Senator Kamala Harris, swept her way to the top in California, who's declared for the 2020 Democrat nomination, ranks in third place with a blistering 12% of support. Right behind Harris is Senator Bernie Sanders at 11%. Bernie announced his candidacy for president on Tuesday. By the way, I think the Bobby Mack semi-professional players have Bernie's official announcement that he's running. We'll see if we can get to that in a minute. Our campaign is not only about defeating Donald Trump, the Democrat socialist wrote. Our campaign is about transforming our country, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, transforming it into a Western European failing nation or third world country. After Sanders, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, billionaire Michael Bloomberg, and Senator Liar Watha, Elizabeth Warren poll in the single digits. Good luck there, gang. Spartacus, Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, and Sherrod Brown from Ohio all received less than 6%. When factoring in independent voters, Biden beats Obama by 1%. That's Michelle, of course, with Biden at 23 and Michelle at 22. Molly Murphy, a pollster at a Democrat consulting firm, said Michelle's popularity results from the fact that she has not decided to run for president because she's never been a candidate, she's never been on the ballot, she's avoided a certain degree of scrutiny that candidates face, and so she's all icing for people. It's all good. The survey also found that 12% of independents and Democrats preferred another Democrat candidate, suggesting some dissatisfaction with the current list of Democrat candidates for president. How old is Bernie? Isn't he like 77? I think so. Yeah, I think he's 77. I mentioned we had Bernie's announcement that he was running. Well, actually, we reworked it a little bit to make it somewhat more truthful in our perspective. Anyway, here is our reworked version from the Bobby Mack semi-professional players of Bernie Sanders announcing he's running for president.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. Our campaign is about racism, sexism, homophobia, religious bigotry, and all forms of discrimination. I'm running for president because a great nation is judged by how it treats the billionaires and nuclear weapons it has.
Uh-huh.
The United States must lead the world in militarism, authoritarianism, and global wealth inequality.
Well, we're on our way.
So here is my question for you.
Okay.
Will you stand with me as a pathological liar, a fraud, a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, and someone who is undermining American democracy in an authoritarian direction?
You bet.
Together, we can create a nation that leads the world in the sale and distribution of assault weapons.
Okay.
You, I hope you'll join me.
Thanks, Bernie. Always good to hear from you. You know Bernie's first full-time job where he got a paycheck? You know how old he was when he got his first full-time job? 41. Yeah, he was a slow starter. And that job was on the taxpayer's dime as well, when he was elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont, which gives you some idea of just how nutty that town must be. And then he went to Congress, and then he went to the Senate, and the same old story. By the way, the Democrats, I think now, are talking about putting something in the Democrat platform that anybody who wins the Democrats' 2020 presidential nomination has to agree to run on the Democrat platform, which is a way of trying to drag the Democrats even incrementally or marginally back slightly towards the center, as opposed to, you know, the Green New Deal and $15 an hour that will ensure that every fast food place in America goes to automation and robots and all the other lunacy of their predictions. Bob, I think that Bernie hitched a ride on top of the arc. Bob, unfortunately, if Trump gets a second term, the Dems will sit on their hands and he'll be a lame duck. Well, in a second term, you're always a lame duck. But that doesn't mean he won't try to continue his agenda. It's more about the GOP helping him than the Democrats opposing him. Hour number two is on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show on a wet Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.